Yeah, podcast time here at the Borders 105.7 Triple M with Lou and Al for breakfast. Into another big week, Lou. And amazingly, we started off the week saying, oh, you know, that's it for days off, public holidays. We've got one coming up Monday.
I know. That's the beauty of living on the border.
Yep.
You get a bit of a sort of, it's a lucky dip for which of the holidays you get. So missed out. Even though I live in Victoria, I missed out on the Victorian public holiday.
For the grand final.
Because our studios are in Albury. So there you go.
But because our studios are in Albury, we are getting Labor Day Monday off. So we are getting a 3-day weekend.
Sweet as a nut.
Can't really argue with that. Hey, today for our podcast, I thought let's dive into something that you and I are quite partial to, and we have spent a fair time, respectively, just searching for anything and everything. Facebook classifieds.
Oh, yep. Love a bit of marketplace classifieds, whatever you want to call it.
Smorgasbord of randomness, especially on the border. So what I've done is this morning I've gone through and I've discovered the top five, or my top five, strange things that you could find locally.
Okay.
Now, if you're keen on any of these, they are still for sale. For how long after we promote them, I don't know.
Okay.
But you'll want to be quick. Let's start off with, well, we love wooden pallets.
Yes, do love a pallet. Very handy.
Have you ever made pallet furniture?
I haven't personally, but I know a lot of people that have. We use pallets for a myriad of other things, so they're good for blocking off animal exits.
Excellent. Temporary barriers.
Yeah, good for putting bags of feed on so they don't get wet.
Yep.
They're good for a lot of things on the farm.
On the Wodonga side of Facebook Classifieds, I have actually found miniature wooden pallets. And I don't think they've actually got the measurements correct on this, because they tell me this box of 10 for $50 is 15 millimeter by 19.8 millimeter. Stupid computer, stop making noise. That's 1.5 centimeters and a little under 2 centimeters. That is the world's smallest pallet.
Oh, they're mini.
Well, that's it. These are super miniature. Apparently, it's a box from Bunnings, but I reckon that's 15 centimetres by 19.8 centimetres, not millimetres.
I think you might be right.
Yeah,
because 15 millimetres is teeny tiny.
1.5 centimetres. What are you going to do on this pallet? You could put a berry?
You could pop a little. I mean, you could keep an ant out of a puddle.
That's true. You could make a stand for a ball bearing.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's true. Yeah, but you could just sit your finger on it so that your finger doesn't get wet.
Exactly. It's a little footstop for your little finger. Amazing. So that's there. 10 for $50. Wodonga Facebook Classifieds.
10 for $50. So 10 of these pallets for $50 or 10 boxes of them.
No, 10 of these pallets. So again, I'm thinking they're 15 centimetres by 19.8 centimetres, not millimetres, because that's a tiny, tiny pallet for $5 each.
Very, very tiny.
What about a skeleton hand belt buckle?
Oh, rightio. Yep. I'm surprised you didn't snaffle that one up straight away, Al.
Well, it's only $20.
Yeah.
Shout out to Karen in Wodonga. It does look the goods. I mean, it is skeletal fingers with the occasional skull motif on there.
Nice. Gold or silver?
Silver.
Nice.
Silver belt buckle.
How big? Is it the size of a real hand or is it a tiny hand?
I think it's a smaller than average hand, because if I had a belt buckle the size of my hand, well, I'd need a big belt.
A large pair of trousers.
Really? Yeah, I'd be quite the large gentleman. I'm going to say about half the size of your hand.
Okay.
But so still.
It's a reasonable size hand, but it's not like proper hand. Like a child's hand.
Yeah. But how often do you go, you know what, I wish there was somewhere where I could buy a skeleton hand belt buckle.
Look, if you only knew the amount of times that I have really been searching for a skeleton hand belt buckle.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Facebook is your friend.
Beautiful.
Opera House pop-up card. Now, there's no real details on this apart from the pictures. It's a card and you open it up and this pop-up Sydney Opera House.
What? That sounds amazing.
$10, Albury side of things. We've missed the Sydney Olympics.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it for a special occasion?
We're 22 years late for that. Unless someone's moving to Sydney or going to the Opera House.
Is it a collectible? Maybe it is.
Not really. Just judging from the pictures, it doesn't say anything about any particular event or year. It's just an Opera House pop-up card. Open up the card, there's
probably
the Opera House.
Still available at the Opera House gift shop, do you think?
I think might be more than likely.
Yeah. Never mind. But, I mean, you don't need to go all the way to Sydney to buy one.
No. You could pretend you've gone to the Opera House with this pop-up Opera House card.
Fab.
Heavy key locked safe, 30 by 30 by 30. The problem with this is, Lou, it's $100 in Albury.
It's locked.
It's locked. There's no pictures of it open, and it doesn't say anything about a key. Now, I'm thinking this might be an investment.
Do you think?
Because there might be something of value in
there. Oh, like a Storage Wars kind of situation where you just bid on it, like sight unseen, and you're like, who knows what's in there?
Could be full of gold nuggets or Pokemon cards.
It could also be full of the murder weapon, for all you know.
All good.
You don't know what's in there, do you?
No, that's the thing. That's the fun.
You're taking the risk. It is exciting, though.
$100 for this. And then, look, it's a pretty thick-looking safe. There's no guarantee you're going to break into this easily anyway.
But then if you do break into it,
yep,
it's stuffed. What's the point of having it then?
Well, you're hoping that the $100 will get you through the door, and then the gold ingots there will fund your retirement.
Aladdin's cave style.
Yeah.
Nice.
Although if I had a mystery safe and I had an inkling that there was something in it, I probably wouldn't pop it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'd be hitting that with sledgehammers daily until the damn thing cracked
open. Well, so you're right there. I think you've hit the nail on the head or the safe on the wall because clearly there's nothing of great value in it or they wouldn't have it up there.
And finally, my top five strange things found locally on Facebook classifieds, a motorized Esky. Driven a handful of times, runs perfect, just collecting dust, $550.
No, is it seriously on there?
It is there.
Who would have known you could find such a treasure on Facebook Marketplace?
Handlebar, motor, collecting dust, normally sold for $900, these things. $900 for an Esky with wheels.
The amount of times I've wanted to drive my Esky somewhere. Honestly, I'll tell you where the good place to drive an Esky would be. When you go to a day on the green and you've got to park a gazillion miles away and then you've got to wheel the, ask hubby Michael, he knows.
Yep.
Then you've got to wheel the Esky with all the food and nibbles and stuff into it.
Drive it in
there.
If
you drove it in, it'd be fantastic. I think that is a bargain for somebody for next day on the green.
I'm thinking we go halves on this for next Henty Field Days.
Oh,
because that's quite the walk. And you could just sell the occasional cold can of Coke on the way.
And you could drive it around and you wouldn't have to walk because it's a few Ks.
Yeah, that's right. It is a version, it's the coolest version of a motorized scooter ever.
I like it.
Your drinks are cool under your bum. You can sell it to pay for, I don't know if it runs on charge or petrol, but you can sell it
for, run on charge,
for running costs. And then, you don't have to get off your bum.
I like it.
There you go. Top five strange things. And I'm sure this list will continually update itself throughout the year that we found on Facebook Classifieds. If you want any of them, they are available now. And if you do buy the miniature wooden pallets, the skeleton hand belt buckle, the lock safe, the Opera House pop-up card or any of this junk, please
know.
Yeah, please send us a message through our Facebook page because I'll be fascinated if half this crap actually sells.